Shalom, Australia. The IDF has been under scrutiny this past week as a second former soldier came forward to accuse Brigadier General Ofik Buchris of sexual assault on Wednesday night. The allegations come against the high-ranking, highly decorated officer who had been expected to rise to the very top of the IDF hierarchy. On Tuesday, news broke that one soldier who served in Buchris's office when he served as head of the Golani Brigade from 2010 to 2012 had accused him of rape, sodomy and sexual assault. Investigators expect more women to come forward now that Buchris's name, which was initially withheld from publication, has been released. The IDF rescued two soldiers who fled their vehicle after it was attacked in the Kalandia refugee camp north of Jerusalem late on Monday night. After approximately an hour, both soldiers were safely extracted from the West Bank refugee camp. No Israelis were injured in that incident, but in subsequent clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinians, a Palestinian man was killed. Overnight on Tuesday, shots were fired at a police vehicle at Rechanim Junction in the central West Bank, south of Nablus. A police officer suffered light injuries and was treated at the scene. The cruiser also sustained damage. The shooter was later arrested. Two Israeli soldiers were lightly injured in a stabbing attack inside an Israeli settlement in the central West Bank on Wednesday night. The stabbing took place at the entrance to the settlement of Habracha, south of Nablus. The assailants escaped. Two police were lightly injured in separate shooting and stabbing attacks in the West Bank early on Thursday. A 43-year-old traffic policeman was stabbed in the shoulder by a 14-year-old female resident of the village of Uja outside Jerusalem. The girl was arrested. A 19-year-old Palestinian man was arrested yesterday near Hebron's Tomb of the Patriarchs in possession of a knife. The area near the tomb is heavily protected by Israeli security and has been the site of numerous Palestinian attacks since violence flared up in October. 29 Israelis and 3 foreign nationals have been killed in the wave of Palestinian violence since October. Nearly 170 Palestinians have been killed, two-thirds of them while attacking Israelis and the rest during clashes with troops. One person was killed and at least 18 others were injured when a bus overturned near the village of Zarzir in northern Israel on Wednesday evening. There were 35 passengers on the vehicle, all of them Dan Company bus drivers being shuttled home from central Israel, when it flipped over. An initial investigation of the incident indicated the driver of the bus made a right turn at excessive speed. This was the second fatal bus crash in as many weeks where the driver was at fault. The director of a childcare facility, who was convicted 15 years ago of abusing a young girl in her care, appeared in court on Thursday, where she was remanded over suspicions she shook a four-month-old boy, causing him grievous injury. Danielle Gerson was rushed to the emergency room of the Schneider Children's Hospital in the city of Petah Tikva on Monday after his parents picked him up from childcare and noticed that something was wrong. Doctors reported his injuries to police, and the parents appealed on television for the nation to pray for their son's health. It is feared that the baby will suffer permanent brain damage. As a result of the incident, the government is considering legislation to install hidden cameras in all childcare centres. Israeli forces took steps overnight on Thursday to prepare the demolition of the family home of Saadi Ali Abu Ahman, who attacked a security guard with an axe in the settlement of Maale Adumim last week, despite the fact that he was turned in by a relative. The attacker was arrested last Saturday after a relative of his called police earlier that night and said that the suspect was staying with him and was prepared to turn himself in after attacking and critically injuring Tzvika Cohen. Police officials said the relative may have turned Abu Ahmed in to avert the demolition of the attacker's family home. The horrific attack was caught on security cameras and posted in the social media, greatly upsetting the victim's family. It was revealed on Thursday that Baha Eldin Ziad Hassan Maraswa, age 19, and Ahmad Nabil Ahmad Ahmad, age 21, had been arrested in a joint operation by the Shin Bet and Israeli police. During their interrogation, the two confessed to having been inspired by the Islamic State. They planned to shoot IDF soldiers in Afula and had begun collecting money in order to purchase a pistol for the attack. A total of 34 Israeli Arabs have been indicted for offences related to activities on behalf of Islamic State, and it is believed that ISIS has some 100 activists in Israel. A tunnel being dug in Gaza under the aegis of the ruling Hamas group collapsed on Thursday, killing Mohammed Musa al-Asta from Khan Yunus, a member of the organization's military wing, Izzad Din al-Qassam Brigades. Egyptian MK Taufik Okasha, who hosted the Israeli ambassador for dinner at his home last week, expressed regret over the invitation on Thursday after Parliament voted overwhelmingly to revoke his membership. Okasha said he wished to apologize to his fellow members of Parliament for hosting the ambassador and said he'd only meant to act in good faith. Israeli ambassador Chaim Koren brought the meeting to public attention when he posted a picture on the embassy's Facebook page of the two of them meeting just before the dinner at the MP's home. Bank of Israel supervisor Chedva Ber-On on Thursday said she would push legislation aimed at curtailing the extravagant paychecks of banking tycoons. A Bank of Israel study found that 16% of bank employees earned between 45,000 and 80,000 shekels a month. In contrast, the average monthly wage in Israel stands at just under 10,000 shekels a month. According to Ber, the lack of competition in the industry and high salary costs, which amount to some 18 billion shekels annually, stand in the way of reducing the fees and the interest rates that banks charge customers for services. Rami Levy, founder of the discount supermarket chain and cell phone service provider, was questioned under caution on Tuesday by police following allegations of misusing his company's fraud protection systems and illegal eavesdropping on employees. The supermarket tycoon is reportedly under investigation by police following a complaint made by former Rami Levy communications employee Elkanah Alon. Alon charged that Levy and company executive Ofir Atias used the company's anti-fraud security system to spy on foes and keep tabs on employees. Levy denies the allegations, claiming that no unauthorized or illegal use was made of the information system. Iconic supermodel Naomi Campbell is slated to arrive in Israel this week to participate in an International Women's Day event at the Peres Center for Peace in Jaffa. Campbell will attend the Women Leading Change Conference on March the 8th, where she will be welcomed by former President Shimon Peres and 100 Jewish, Arab Israeli and Palestinian young girls participating in the Peres Center's Girls Twinned Peace Sports Schools program. The veteran supermodel will receive a Women Leading Change Award to honor her important work for women and communities in need across the world. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.